wasn't sure how to make this introduction. Hey. It's okay, don't freak out. There is someone else here, but it's not what you think. Please don't freak out. I've been trying to figure out how to make this... I will show myself in a second. I've been trying to figure out how to make this introduction without scaring you. I understand I'm not doing a great job right now. Do you think I'll be... Here. Please don't scream. I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna just show myself. And then hopefully we can move past all of this. I'm a bit transparent. I am. That's exactly what I am. No, we're unfortunately very real. Very, very real. I've been in this house for a while. Probably a better half of a decade, if not longer. Personally, I don't like to talk about how I died. If that's okay with you. No, I've been here since you moved in. Yes. Hey, don't be embarrassed. I've tried my best to be respectful and give you space. I wanted to show myself earlier. I don't know. Usually when people find out a house is haunted, their first move is to move out, is to leave. And to vacate, and people don't like ghosts. They don't like it. It's a reminder of their mortality. It's something they can't explain, and so they prefer if I wasn't around. Oh yeah, they've sent people to try to bust me. They've done many attempts to remove me from this house. That's why. So I got it probably for such a steal. I mean, it's not a bad house. It has good bones. I should know. I've been living in them. Why now? I don't know. I've been lonely. It's been very lonely. And you're so much life, you know. I hear you all the time in this house. I hear you humming and singing to yourself. I hear you dancing, and I hear your comings and goings. You on the phone, it's so much life. Your laughter. I wanted to talk to you. Like, actually, not the one-sided conversations I have in my head, but an actual, real conversation between us. And how's only gonna happen if I introduce myself? And I was aware that it could go terribly wrong. And judging by your reaction, I haven't fucked this up too badly so far. I hope. This is very real. This isn't a dream. Oh, hey, you can pass through me, but I prefer if you didn't. I don't feel a thing, but yeah. No, don't apologize. It feels like everyone's first inclination when they see a ghost is to wave their hand through them. That's okay. It's a very human reaction. I mean, I was once. I don't think I am anymore. I'm something else now. I don't know. People say it's unfinished business, but I don't know if it's even that. I think I just wanted to stay. I liked being here. On Earth, just there's something very comforting about it. I just wasn't ready to let it go. I'm still not ready to let it go. Oh, I wish. No. I can't leave this house. This house is my vessel. As long as it stands, I am here. I don't know what happens if it gets demolished. I hope it doesn't get demolished. Are you planning on demolishing my house? Well, as a hypothetical, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know. Can I take a seat, I guess? No, it would be more symbolic than anything else. I mean, I could float right here if you prefer. I just. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna possess you. I'm not that type of ghost. Oh, there's. Is this all right? Well, there's plenty of ghosts, plenty of different types. I don't know what kind I am. I think I'm of the friendly variety, but there are unfriendly ghosts, unfortunately. It depends. It depends on who you are, I guess. I love that you jump right into asking questions. Well, you have much more chances to do this. I live here too. I could show up whenever, really. Whenever you wanted me to. In the attic, usually. Or the basement. Both places have been, I usually stick to the quiet, secluded parts of the house. I don't really like disturbing people. I can be clumsy. I can, if I'm not paying attention, I bump into things. And I don't mean to. It's not like, see, like, I pass through all this, but sometimes if I'm not paying attention, I don't know how, but I collide with the physical world. That's the bumps you've probably been hearing it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock it over. It was, I, you moved it, and it wasn't where I thought it was going to be, and so yeah, that was my bad. No, I was uncertain if I should even come in your bedroom tonight. I felt like it felt a bit like a violation. No, it is my house, but it isn't anymore. It was when I was alive, yeah, but it's yours now. It's you've really made it yours. I really like what you've done with it. It's a nice touch. It feels more homey, and I don't know. I wish it was like this when I was here. Oh, I would have been really happy if it was like this when I was here. It wasn't nearly this nice. I love you brought a lot of life, the plants, everything. It's just it's magical. It's been very nice since you moved in here. Been very lucky. Not every owner has been as kind as you in that regard. Oh, wow. Is this new? You're doing pottery now? No, I wasn't. I'm being serious. It looks really good. It's a beautiful vase. They don't know what they're talking about. I like it. Don't give it up. I think you should keep at it. Does it make you happy? Then keep doing it. I'm glad I'm easy to talk to. I've been out of practice for a while. I haven't really talked to anybody. I just don't get the opportunity. It's nice to get the opportunity now. No, you're right. I don't have lungs anymore. I don't know why. It's an old habit. You know, old habits die hard. Yeah, it's true. I don't need to really breathe or swallow or do any of those things. It just, I remember doing them. I remember them, and so, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave you to the rest of your night. I just wanted to come in and say hi, and just, I felt like I wanted to make an introduction. If you genuinely never want to see me around anymore, that's totally fine. I will go back to the attic in the basement, and I will be just as quiet as can be, and I really won't disturb you. I just wanted a chance to talk to somebody. It felt like you would be open to talking, so. Well, think about it. I'm not going to make you give an answer right away. If you want me again, just call for me. I wish I remembered. I don't remember my name. I don't remember a lot of things from life. With age, you forget stuff. I've forgotten a lot. But you're more than welcome to give me one. Whatever name you decide, I'll be happy with. Amina. Well, think on it. For now, if you need me, just call for your friendly ghost. I'll show up. Yeah, and I'll honor your closed door policy. If the door is closed, I won't come in. I promise. I think you'll be able to sleep just fine tonight. No, trust me, I'm the only monster here. If you want to call me that. Some people think I am. I'm glad you don't. It's a safe house. You're safe here. I'm the only thing here. I promise. If there was more stuff here, I would let you know. I don't want to keep it a secret. It was very nice talking to you too. I'm gonna get out of your hair, okay? If you want me again, you know how to get me. Yeah, you have a good night too. Bye now.